KD Country 94 weather.
Football season is finally here and Labor Day is near. Wholesale Liquor on Highway 24 in Beloit is celebrating with their last Friday first drink event. This Friday, August 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. Enjoy drink samples of Summer Brew and Bud Light Sangria Splash and play Cornhole Toss for a discount. There'll also be raffles and giveaways. Hungry, Two Brothers, and a Pig Barbecue food truck will be on site. It's Wholesale Liquor's last Friday first drink event this Friday, August 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. on Highway 24 in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. An excessive heat warning continues until 9 p.m. tonight. High of 98 this afternoon under mainly clear skies with a slight chance for scattered storms. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, 68, overcast. High of 81 tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 97.
Farm Implement and Supply in Plainville and Colby is your one-stop destination for all your New Holland parts and service needs. Right now, they have an extensive inventory of New Holland used round balers. Call for pricing at 785-434-4824. From balers and hay equipment to tractors, combines, and disc mowers, Farm Implement Supply has a full line of New Holland new and used equipment to meet your every need. Financing available, let their experienced staff assist you in finding the perfect solutions tailored to your farm's requirements. Visit Farm Implement Supply in Plainville or Colby today. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Governor Laura Kelly has approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties with Executive Order Number 23-04. Kansans have been resilient in the face of drought this past year, said Governor Kelly. Even with some regions receiving significant rainfall, I strongly encourage all Kansans to continue to be mindful of ways we can conserve water and minimize fire hazards, end of quote. The drought declaration placed 55 counties into an emergency status, and those counties include all of the counties in the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake listing area. 18 other counties were in a warning status and 32 others in a watch status. This action was recommended by Connie Owen, director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team. While most of western Kansas have seen relief from drought in the last 2 months, central and southeast Kansas have continued to be dry, with nearly 30% of Kansas currently in extreme or exceptional drought. We are still seeing the effects of the drought conditions from the past year. With drought conditions persisting throughout parts of the state, we are continuing to see stressed surface and groundwater supplies, negative effects on crop production, and elevated wildfire risk, said Owen. Have a couple of job openings to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service / grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. The successful candidate should have customer relation skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, and a minimum 2 years office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763. Or you can send your resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Also, you could start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn a company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Alton Jubilee is coming up tomorrow, Saturday, August 26th, from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. The fun-filled day starts with breakfast at the front porch, and then join them in Alton for 3D archery, a car and bike show, pie contest, parade, money dig, bike races, chicken rivalry, tractor pull, mud volleyball, cornhole tournament, and so much more. The Bull City Opry Company will present Grin and Gulch. The night will finish up with a street dance featuring Kill Creek Rising. There'll be an ice cream social at Trinity Lutheran Church in Hunter coming up this Sunday, August 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. Free will donation proceeds to fund Sunday school items. And the Downs Golf Club is having a two-person scramble tournament this Sunday, August 27th at 9 a.m., hosted by the Knights of Columbus. If interested in signing up for that golf tournament, contact Brady, 545-6183. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
That'll be a tough decision at this spot. The guys are playing well. So we just have to see. We talked to them about special teams. It ends up being a big part of it. Might be a good receiver, but if you can't help out on special teams, you got a problem there. So that ends up being a part of the thing.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid talking about the wide receiver position as they look to clear that up with the last preseason game coming up on Saturday. We'll have more on that coming up in the sportscast. Also look at local sports, a preview of high school volleyball. Kansas City Royals continue on, and a prominent pitcher has decided to hang it up in Major League Baseball. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. On local sports, multiple high school volleyball teams set to begin their seasons today and tomorrow. Today, there are two MPL triangulars on the schedule. Osborne hosting St. John's Tipton and Lincoln, while Thunder Ridge will open their season at Natoma, along with Stockton playing their first volleyball match as a member of the Northern Plains League. At Osborne, St. John's Tipton opens their season after going 33-10, finishing fourth at the 1A Division II state tournament. They did lose four seniors from that team, including Ella Wiles, who led the team in kills, blocks, service aces, and digs. They do return four key players in Carly Brummer, Aubrey Gingler, Jenna Gingler, and Linnell Gingler. St. John's Tipton coach Stacy Perez on those returners.
We have a little bit of experience that we haven't always had. We've had maybe one or two good players, but with four of them coming back with lots of experience, we think that'll be great for our program. And they're working hard. They're working harder on blocks and coverage this year. We do have good hitters, like I said, but they're trying to improve in all those areas.
Osborne and Lincoln also competing at today's triangular. The Lady Dogs hope to improve on a 16-18 finish last season, while the Lady Leopards finished 18-15. But we'll have to replace some key components. Action starts at 4 o'clock in Osborne today. The Beloit Lady Trojans will open their season tomorrow at the Hayes Maroon and Gold Tournament with some higher-class competition. Lady Trojans went 35-7, qualifying for the 3A state tournament with just one senior gone from that team. They return a large amount of experience, led by hitters Miley Brown and Addison Buntke, who are first-team All-League, along with Kaylin and Jaden Follis. They will also get Sophia Thompson, who transferred in last season. She'll be available in early September. Beloit coach Brandy Paul says this group is ready for the challenge.
Yeah, I just saw a lot of confidence, believing in myself more, and just controlling the ball. And just the confidence we gained, you know, from going to the state tournament and getting that experience, and then having all these girls back that have played together for the, you know, going on the second season, and longer than that, because, you know, they all played together in winter volleyball and in junior high. So these girls have played with each other a long time and they feel comfortable. It just comes easy to them.
Beloit will be in Pool A and Hayes, joined by Olathe West, who qualified for 6A state last season, along with 5A Solana South and Colby. Play begins at 9 o'clock Saturday morning in Hayes. You can find the schedule at ncksports.com for the Lady Trojans. For our full interviews with Brandy Paul and Stacey Perez, listen to the Sports Ticket on KD Country 94, and you can check out the Sports Ticket podcast at kdcountry94.com. Some area football teams will be at Jamborees tonight. Beloit will be at Sabetha with Marysville as well at 6 o'clock. Osborne is hosting Victoria and Hoxie at 6 o'clock tonight. St. John's Tipton at Maxville. Pratt Skyline and South Barber scheduled to be there at 7. Rock Hills at Clifton Clyde with Lynn and Hanover at 7. Sylvan Lucas at home with Pike Valley at 7 o'clock. Lincoln's at Mound Ridge along with Oxford at 6 o'clock this evening as well. High school football regular season will open up for our area teams coming up next Friday night. Also in football, the Chiefs are set to finish out their preseason schedule Saturday against the Browns. Kansas City 1-1 in the preseason, while Cleveland played in the Hall of Fame game, so they're 1-1-1, tying with the Eagles last time out. As the Chiefs use this game to decide who will ultimately make their Week 1 roster, Coach Andy Reid encourages everyone to give max effort, even if they don't expect to make the team.
It's a great opportunity to get yourself on tape, and everybody can't make it here. I mean, we know that. They were told that when they first got in. But make it a tough decision for Brett and myself and personnel guys and coaches. So, and then if you don't make it here, we're going to give you an opportunity to be on tape. We're not holding you back. So you get out there, you perform and perform well. So if you can't make it here, maybe you make it somewhere else.
Kickoff between the Chiefs and Browns is at noon from Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday. Pregame coverage beginning at 11 o'clock on Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Chiefs Radio Network. We wrap this sportscast with some baseball notes. After having Thursday off, the Kansas City Royals will resume play tonight at 9:10, starting a three-game series with the Mariners in Seattle. Royals are 41-88, while the Mariners are 71-56, very much in the race for the AL West title. And finally, in sports, after coming into the MLB with huge hype, it appears the roller coaster ride of a career for Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg has come to a close. Strasburg made his debut in 2010, but made just 17 starts in his first two seasons. From 2012 to 2019, a regular in the Nationals rotation, a three-time All-Star, he was the World Series MVP in 2019. But since then, he's made just 8 starts and hadn't pitched since June 9th of 2022. Strasburg expected to announce his retirement soon. Over his 13-year career, he went 113-62 with a 3.24 ERA and registered 1,723 strikeouts. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in Northshore, Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.